One of my greatest longings is to be able to convince believers that every commandment of God is for their good. If I can convince you that every commandment that Jesus gave is for your good, for your eternal good and for your good in this world, you will just long to keep it. I'll tell you why, because you know when a doctor, when you, supposing you got a sickness and you go to some great specialist who's got a name for curing sicknesses like yours, and he says to you, if you will follow my prescription and take these tablets every day, I can guarantee you 100% cure from whatever terrible sickness you have. And he says to you, I've proved that in a number of cases. You tell me, will you take those tablets? Will you pay any amount of money to buy those tablets for yourself or for your children? Definitely. You'd go to any extent, pay any amount of money, and follow those prescriptions, and husband and wife will remind each other, hey, you haven't taken your tablet today. We'll be so eager to follow the doctor's instructions because we know he's got lots of experience of healing people and we want to be cured. Now my question is, why are we not equally eager to obey the instructions of our Lord and Savior who says, if you follow me and overcome as I overcame, you will sit with me on my throne in eternity. That's Revelation 3:21. Is there a greater honor we can have for all eternity than that? Is there any greater honor you can get on this earth than that? And yet the promise is not for everybody. The promise in Revelation 3:21 is, if you overcome as I overcame. Turn to that verse, please. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. Now, if this word was spoken to unbelievers, then we can say perhaps Jesus is telling them to become believers, because once you become a believer, you'll automatically overcome. But it was not spoken to unbelievers. It was not only spoken to believers, it was spoken to the elder brother in a church, the senior most brother in a church, and through him to the whole church. Because it says in verse 14 of chapter 3, Revelation 3:14, to the messenger, that's the meaning of that word, to the messenger of the church in Laodicea. The messenger was one of the elders in Laodicea who spoke the word most frequently. He was called the messenger. In every church in the New Testament, they never had a pastor. You never hear of any New Testament church having a pastor. It's unheard of in the New Testament. It's one of the traditions of men, like infant baptism and many other traditions of praying to Mary and things. There's no difference between infant baptism, praying to Mary, and a man calling himself a pastor in a church. Absolutely no difference. None of these are found in the Bible. In the New Testament churches, they had elders. And one of the elders who spoke most frequently was called the messenger. Now the thing is, most people don't respect the Word of God enough to be able to follow it exactly. For years, they followed a human tradition, so they follow it. And once you compromise in one area, you'll compromise in many other areas of Scripture. That's why we decided from the beginning we will not compromise in any area of Scripture. That's why we don't even take an offering in our churches. Because we never see Jesus taking an offering. Never. He had healing meetings and he never took an offering. So we seek to follow scripture exactly. We never see the apostle Paul or Peter taking an offering. People gave voluntarily, they accepted. That's why we have voluntary gifts here. So, what I say is, here is another area where we need to see what the Lord is saying is not only to the messenger. At the end he says in verse 22, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to all the churches." Not just the church in Laodicea, but to all the churches. That includes CFC here. What is the Holy Spirit saying to CFC here? Verse 21. "He who overcomes." It's an individual thing. A church cannot overcome. The church will stand against the gates of hell and overcome that. But here is speaking to the individual. You have a responsibility for yourself. And you can't help your wife to overcome. She has to overcome on her own. You have to overcome on your own. It's an individual thing. It's like following Jesus. Each person is going to follow on their own. But if you overcome, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne. You remember James and John, the disciples of Jesus, once came to Jesus with their mother and said, "Hey, Lord, we don't want anything on this earth, but please give us a seat with you in heaven, on your throne, on your left and right side." And Jesus said, "Sorry, I can't give you that. My Father decides that." But he never said there how it would happen, except one thing he said immediately after that. "Are you able to drink the cup which I am drinking? You want to sit with me on my throne? Are you able to drink the cup which I am drinking? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering and death that I'm going to be baptized with?" He gave a little hint how you could sit with him on the throne. And here he says the same thing. If you overcome, you can sit with me on my throne. And it says here, "just as I also overcame. And therefore I'm sitting with my Father on his throne." You know, when you read scripture exactly, and don't bring your own ideas or the ideas of Christian tradition, you read here that Jesus overcame. Now, you don't have to overcome something if you don't have to fight. Overcame means he fought a battle. It's not a victory that was given to him. You know, in the educational world, there is an honorary PhD doctorate and an earned doctorate. Earned doctorate means you worked hard for many years and got a PhD and a doctorate. And here's another guy who probably never went to college, but the college likes him for some reason and gives him an honorary doctorate. He never worked for it. He never did any examination. Which do you think is more difficult, and which do you think you would appreciate? I would appreciate the man who earned it. Now, a lot of Christians have the idea we have to earn overcoming, but Jesus got it honorary. He didn't have to fight. What an insult to say that he did not have to overcome anything because he was God and he lived on this earth without any problem. And because he was God, he just floated along this earth. Temptation would just fall off him like water off a duck's back. But it doesn't fall off us like that. We have to fight and fight, and how severe a battle we have to fight, for example, to overcome anger, to overcome bitterness, to overcome jealousy, to overcome lustful thinking. How difficult it is. It's not an honorary victory we get. We have to fight. And there are believers who have lived on this earth and fought and overcome these sins. And if you say that Jesus never had to fight, just floated through this earth without committing these sins, but we have to fight, then we will stand as greater conquerors in heaven than Jesus himself. Think of that. Because we can say we conquered something. Lord, you never conquered anything. That is the Jesus many Christians worship. It's not the real Jesus. The real Jesus says, "I overcame." He fought a battle against temptation. and overcame in order to be an example for us. He did not avoid all the battle and say, okay, you guys go into a battle. That's not a good captain. In the military, a leader always goes in front and says, follow me. That's what Jesus said. So when we are told we look unto Jesus and run this race, it's because He's gone ahead of us. He overcame. And if we overcome, and just by the way, He overcame and therefore He sat down with the Father on His throne. In other words, He was in all eternity. He was with the Father on the throne from all eternity. But He came down to earth as a man. And now, listen to this. The only way He could get back to that throne where He sat from all eternity was by overcoming every single day for 33 and a half years. That's why it says here, because I overcame, I'm sat down with my Father on His throne. Do you understand that? Paul speaks about people who worship another Jesus. A lot of Christians worship another Jesus who cannot help them, who is not an overcomer himself, who overcame nothing, who just floated through this world, and who went to the Father's throne automatically. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible was with the Father's throne for all eternity. But when He came to earth, the only way He could get back to that throne was if He overcame every single day, every single second, for 33 and a half years. What a battle He fought. This is the Jesus I worship. And this is the Jesus has given me such tremendous hope that I can follow in His footsteps. And it's become better and better and better for me through these years since I believed that nearly 40 years ago. My life was changed when my eyes were opened to see one thing that Jesus overcame.